If you're a busy woman raising children and you want to learn to reverse engineer how you want to feel in all areas of your life, listen up. For the first time ever, I am teaching my energetic time management process. Not only am I teaching it live, but you're getting one-on-one access to me. Yes, you heard that correctly. You can reach out to me personally and get feedback on how this process is working in your life. So head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/workshop. As soon as you register, you are going to get a pre-recorded training video that you can watch over and over and over again that also has an accompanied PDF, step by step. I'm literally showing you step by step. You're also going to be given the details to reach out to me one-on-one and my team so we can support you as you're integrating this work in your busy schedule. And we're also going to be throwing in 2 live group Q&A calls. So come ask your questions. I'm going to show you how to integrate energetic time management, not just at home, but in your work as well. Ask all your questions and I'm there to help you live in alignment with how you want to feel. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/workshop and join us live today in May. Welcome back to the show. It is 2017 and I am here refreshed, recharged, rejuvenated. It's absolutely amazing and mind-blowing how our brain works. Remember the last podcast I did about, 25 questions to ask yourself in the new year? And I wasn't in a good place. I was sick. I kept getting these colds. Our exchange student was leaving. We were just, finishing up the final touches of the basement or the lower level of our home. And so, my desk wasn't there. I didn't really have my office. I was working at my kitchen table. And it was at the tail end. Oh, and I was writing my book proposal and amongst other things. And so I was at the tail end of all of this stuff coming together. It's like I can see it, I can smell it, right? If you've ever ran a race or done anything to challenge yourself, or, birth is one too, right? You're like, okay, I've been at this for so long and I can see the end and I just want to give up. And that's where I was. Not that I wanted to give up, but I was just like, oh, I'm tired. I'm tired of this. So I asked myself, okay, what can I let go? I thought, well, it's towards the end of the year. I'll put the podcast on hold and I'll just take a break and do whatever. And it's funny because there were many times when I was like, oh, I want to talk about this or I want to talk about that. And I had to tell myself, no, Heather, you can't. You have a healthy boundary around creating space for yourself. And so even though there were so many times when I wanted to reach out and connect with you guys, I chose to pick me instead, because the greatest version of yourself, becoming the person that you so deeply want to be, is possible. And when you give yourself permission to become that person, that is the greatest gift you can ever give to your children. Because I pushed through the resistance and said, sit with this discomfort, Heather, just sit with it. Sit with it and know that your people will be there. Will be there in the new year and they're going to pick up where you left off and magic will unfold and things will continue to grow. But the resistance that I had to sit with that. I had to sit with that discomfort and say to myself, no, you can't. Chill out. Calm down. And as I began to mother myself, even though my brain was saying, you're fine. One more episode isn't going to hurt anybody or, one more email or this. Our brains will always try to convince us it's okay. You know, that's the monkey mind. But there is true importance in taking a break. There is true importance in giving yourself permission to want what you want. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about six steps, or kind of six things that I think are really, really important for 2017. I Googled what is a New Year's resolution, because everyone talks about New Year's resolutions. And the definition that I found was, a New Year's resolution is a tradition, most common in the Western Hemisphere, but also found in the Eastern, in which a person resolves to change an undesired trait or behavior. Well, that's kind of common, right? It's not telling you where it came from. I didn't really care about the history. But it's just saying they want to change something about themselves. Great. Awesome. But where do people set themselves up for failure when it comes to New Year's resolutions? Oh, I'm not going to drink coffee for the year. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. There's definitely a new energy in January. Excuse me. There's definitely like this renewal energy, right? But how about we just start loving ourselves more? And we don't put things off of like, okay, January 1st, I'm going to start working out, or January 1st, I'm going to do X, Y, Z, or I'm never going to do this again. It becomes very restrictive. It becomes very kind of punishment, right? Of like, oh, I just want to do this. I'm more of from the philosophy of progress, not perfection. Yes, you might not like something about yourself. Yes, you might be aching for change. Yes, you might be saying, okay, this is the year that I figure this out. But how do we actually make that happen, right? So like I said, I'm not about resolutions, but I'm about constantly creating goals and plans and going for it. My whole life is a resolution. I don't wait until January to make goals. I make goals on a daily basis. I make goals on a weekly basis. I make goals on a monthly basis. But before I had this mindset, I waited until January. Why? There's no way you could ever make a goal for yourself and, you know, complete it a week before January. No way. It's about who do you want to become? And so to help you get kickstarted, I've decided to do something very, very different than I've done in previous years. I'm going to be hosting an online workshop. It's completely free. This is not a webinar. I am not sitting there going, you know, here's my story, here's information. No, I'm not doing that. This isn't about education. This is about action. Okay, so one thing that I love doing is pushing people into action. We have way, way, way too much information. You guys have everything that you already need to get the results that you want. It's in the action. So I've decided to host a series of live workshops, and these are online workshops. So you can go to momisincontrol.com/join me. And the link for that, a clickable link for that, is in the show notes. It's called Plan the Life That You Crave. I have a 9-page PDF that I will be gifting you for free when you register. So the second you register, well, maybe not the actual second you register, but as soon as you register, you will be automatically brought to this page where you can download this worksheet. So even though you cannot make it live on the actual workshop, you can do it yourself with this PDF. Of course, the benefit of joining live is I will be there so you can ask me questions, either type them in or raise your hand or do whatever. But I wanted to briefly talk about, I'm going to be going through six steps in that work, in that workshop. And so I just wanted to touch base about these six steps because I think it's really, really important. When I'm scrolling through Facebook, the self-help industry is hilarious because there's a lot of Facebook ads about like launch your business and, you know, get 6 to 7 figures this year, this blah, 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 the 6-step process to manifesting the life that you truly want. How to get your kids to listen to you in 3 easy steps. Guys, do you think if life was really that quote unquote easy, everybody would have it figured out by now. Really. But what I like about this process, because I know you're all going to be gung-ho, you're going to register for this workshop, and then a small handful of you are actually going to show up. Because we have, our brain is so intelligent that it's like, oh, well, I signed up. That's enough. That's enough. Oh, look, I printed off the worksheet. That's enough. But it's not. It's not. And I will tell you why it's not. Because the magic happens in the action that you take on a daily basis. The magic happens in the action that you take on a daily basis. So before I dive into what these six steps are, these non-easy steps, just kidding, I'm going to quickly talk about three things, actually two other things that I have going on. So we have, what do we have? We have spaces still available for Greece this April. If you've ever wanted to rock your world and redesign and get deeper into what is it that my soul is craving, what is my purpose, how can I become a better person? How can I feel more fully alive? How can I take my life, my business, my parenting, my marriage, my money to the next level? You are going to want to be in Greece with myself and my co-host, Anne-Marie Fortner. Head on over to sunandsoulretreats.com and fill out that application. Also, we are now open for another round of Mamas in Control Mastermind. This is a 8-week group coaching program. This year, we've switched things up a little bit. We have multi-level coaching going on. So what you do is you head on over to momisincontrol.com/MIIC. Check out the program. That's the foundational program. If anybody wants one-on-one with me or kind of the next level, you know, they're like, oh, the group's not for me, but I want more of Heather and I want to kind of take my life to the next level beyond the foundations. What you do is you fill out the application and then you'll be getting on the phone with a program matchmaker from the Mamas in Control team. And yeah, so that's mamasincontrol.com/MIIC. All right, so let's dive into the material. So taking inventory, let's start where you're at. So stop beating yourself up of like, oh, I don't have this, I don't have that, I'm not there yet. I heard somebody the other day, because I've definitely fallen in love with CrossFit. I never thought I would say that in my entire life. But yeah, I totally fell in love with CrossFit, and it makes me feel super strong and super awesome. And I just cannot say enough. But anyways, I was telling somebody, I was like, oh, you should come to CrossFit with me once. Like, you know, it's like bring a friend week. Hour to the closest, I think it was Walmart, which isn't even a grocery store, but they do have groceries there. And he would walk to Walmart every time he needed a meal. So he wouldn't go and get his groceries and come back. He would just go and get that meal and that was it. So that's dedication. So if you want something bad enough, you'll make it happen. And you got to start where you're at. Start with what you have. What do you want? What do you need? Where are you? So in the Plan the Life You Crave PDF, I show you, we have a visual wheel. Take inventory. Where are you at? On a scale from 1 to 10, how do you feel in each area of your life? Step 2, let it out. Okay, guys, you really need to give yourself permission to want what you want. So a little backstory. When I started my business, I started teaching parents how to teach their children to meditate. It was about teaching children mindful stress reduction strategies. And I was all for this. And I thought, oh my God, parents are going to love this. They're going to gain a lot of value from this. And children are going to really know how to feel in control of their own mind and body and their behaviors. And then the family will be able to better communicate and blah, blah, blah. Because at the time, as a educated mental health quote-unquote expert, which is bullshit because I don't believe anyone's a complete expert. I believed that parents actually wanted to help their children, which is so true. But what I find is when we as parents are so overwhelmed in our own life, we cannot teach our children these things because we're triggered, we're exhausted, we're, well, all of these things, right? It's like you have so much baggage that you it's a huge block, right? Like, how can you connect to your child if you're really struggling in your own shit? So I want you to give yourself permission to want what you want. And as I continued and my business started to evolve, and I was seeing, okay, I need to help the parents before I can help the children, or we need to get the parents a good foundation before they can be present for their children. What I noticed is a lot of parents didn't want to give themselves permission to want what they want. So what is it? What do you want? So in step two, we talk about that in the Plan the Life You Crave workshop. And I'm looking at the PDF right here. So we're going to be doing a brain dump. So let it out. Like, honestly, what do you want, mama? What do you want? Do you want to be a millionaire? Do you want to your body to feel so good that, you know, you wear a two-piece and you walk around and people are talking shit about you because your body feels so good? Do you want to go to bed at night and sleep through the night and wake up and go, wow, I feel fully energized? Do you want to have passion to do something? What do you want to have more time for? What do you want to have more energy for? How do you want to feel in your marriage? Be honest with yourself. Be honest. Stop telling yourself that you're fine. I'm fine. Fine stands for fucked up on the inside and nice exterior. Fucked up inside's nice exterior. So I don't know where I heard that, but somebody told me and I laughed hysterically. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. Let's pretend we're not fine. We're content. I don't like the word fine. Okay. Step three. So you know where you're at. Now that you've given yourself permission to want what you want, you've written it down. Let's talk about mind mapping. What is mind mapping? I love mind mapping. I'm a visual learner. So we have to organize our thoughts. How do we organize our thoughts? So just because you want something doesn't mean it's going to happen, okay? If you want to run a marathon, or if you want to start your own business, or find internal peace, that's a big one, and that's not easy to draw out. But let's just say you want to find this contentment, right? Of like, or you want to like control your anxiety or whatever it is. That is what you want. But how are you going to do that? You got to visually write it out. So mind maps are great for that. You have to be able to organize your thoughts. And then this is my favorite step. So step four, I talk about leveraging your highest leverage tasks, or most resistant task, right? So leverage is when we're using something to like catapult us into the next level or the next stage, utilizing it to your benefit. So what I see is people are like, ooh, I love planning, right? I used to be like this and I still do. I could like plan all day, every day and be like, okay, here it is. It's all pretty. But the magic happens in the action. So you ask yourself, what am I really resisting? If you're resisting working out, if you're resisting quitting your job or creating a plan to quit your job or eating healthy, drinking enough water, it could be something simple. Ooh, this is a good one. Resisting having the uncomfortable conversations with your husband or with your children or somebody else. Like, what are you actually resisting doing? Right? So we have these action steps in the bigger goals, but how are we going to get to the bigger goals if we're actually resisting it? So what I like to do is when I'm planning out my life for a goal or something for my children or whatever it might be, I'm working with the kids and I'm like, "Hey guys, what are you resisting? You know, like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that." Okay, great. Let's dive in there. Let's do that first. Because if you're resisting it, what you resist will persist and it's just going to grow bigger. So how can you kind of go, "Ah, hey fear, I see you. You're not scaring me. I'm not going to run away from you anymore. Let's look at you." Because the funny thing that happens is the second that you, like, think about someone that you just dislike or you've had, like, a bad relationship with. You know, when you stop running away from that person and you're like, you know what, come on in. You don't scare me. The tension dies, right? It's like, okay, you're here. Yes, it's uncomfortable for a few minutes. And then you're like, come on in. Let's figure this out. I see you. I'm looking at you. So what's really going on here? That person doesn't seem so scary anymore. It's the same with your goals. It's the same with action. Invite it in. Okay. Yeah, I'm resisting working out. Great. Come on in. Let's go to the gym. I don't need to be a superhero on the first day, but I made it here. Okay, great. I'm on the treadmill. Okay, great. I'm doing this. Just get your ass there. What's the next step that you need to take? Priorities, guys. Step five is your priorities. I was talking with a friend the other day, and we were talking about money and becoming who we want to become and all of these things. And she made a comment about how her husband keeps telling her, well, stop spending money and, you know, you'll be rich. She goes, that's not, I don't believe that. And I said, I totally understand. But if you only have, let's just say, you only have an extra $100 or an extra $1,000 and you decide to spend that on clothes instead of investing in yourself, or let's just use, sorry guys, let's just say you have an extra $100 a month, right? Your budget, there's $100. And you're like, okay, well, I need a new pair of running shoes, or the kids need a new pair of running shoes, even though they have like five pairs each. Or I could buy that gym membership that I want, or I could buy myself a pair of running shoes and actually use them. Like, what are your priorities? Or if you're just going out, spending that money on food because, you know, you don't want to cook at home, like, what are your priorities? So when we're looking at step two of, like, let it out, giving yourself permission to want what you want, are your actions in alignment with what you truly want? Right? Like, you don't want any drama in your life, and yet you're entering the drama triangle. You're constantly having conflict with your children or somebody else. So these are just signs and symptoms of where you can learn and where you can grow. For most of my clients, they don't struggle with this anymore because their priorities, for the most part, are straight, or they take personal responsibility, like, I'm doing this to myself. But when you feel completely out of alignment in your life, you just ask yourself, okay, what actions am I taking that are not in alignment with what I want? So if you're a chronic people pleaser, you have to ask yourself, is this what I want? Is this truly what I desire in my life? What's going on here? Number six, implement. I know it's not easy. I know you have every excuse in the book. I know. You work, you're a stay-at-home mom, your kids are busy, you have too many activities because you overschedule your family. I know. I know. Your husband works a lot or you're single. I know. I totally know. Or you might have a diagnosis, or your child might have a diagnosis, or you might have a disease, or your child might have a disease, or your dog died. I know. I get it. We all have things that pop up in our life. But those are level one. I want you to dive level two. What is below those daily tasks? Get out of your head and into your heart. You have to get out of your head and into your heart. Because it's very easy to busy yourself. And this is what I've heard over and over and over again. And if you don't get anything from this podcast episode today, please listen to what I'm about to tell you. 100% of the time, when a woman says to me, Heather, help me change my life. And I say, great, let's get started. Let's do the work. And she's ambitious. She's busy. You know, she's got multiple children. She might work, whatever it might be. She's got the whole life. She's got the whole package. And she says to me, I can't find the time. When we look and dive a little bit deeper into her busy tasks, and I go, why is your life so busy? Why is it so chaotic? Underneath, there's a story. A story of, I am not worthy, or I have to work extremely hard in my life, or I am a failure, or it's lazy. Where do these stories come from? Yes, we can blame our parents. Oh, doesn't that feel amazing? Let's just blame the old parents. But why do we beat ourselves up so much? Is it really that selfish to say, hey guys, I'm going after my dreams and I want to feel really, really good so that I am not a huge bitch tonight when I'm serving you dinner? Hey guys, I'm just going to leave the house and go for a walk, or I'm going to sit on the porch by myself and enjoy a cup of tea, or I'm going to read this book on the couch with my feet up. We're ordering takeout tonight. Or hey, teenagers who are completely capable human beings, can you start wiping your own ass and doing your own laundry? Hey, honey, you're a grown man. You're not a little boy anymore. Can you pull up your big boy pants? Guys, we teach people how to treat us. And if we're going to do things for other people and give, and then be angry and resentful for that, imagine you have a, I don't know why this comes to mind, but imagine you have a big 2-liter pop, bottle of pop. I don't ever really drink pop, so I don't know why that popped in my head, but you have a big 2-liter bottle of Coca-Cola. When we give, go, busy, playing the martyr, oh, poor me, and like, you know, and then unconsciously you're self-sabotaging yourself and you're getting angry at people because they're not killing themselves internally like you are. What you're doing is you're taking that 2-liter bottle of pop and stabbing it with a knife and allowing the pop to pour out. And then you're just standing there going like, why is the pop? Why am I empty? Why is my bottle empty? Your bottle is fucking empty because you've stabbed it 10 million times. Every time you give. I love giving. I love it. I think it's part of our purpose. But when people say, you know, we need to give, the one thing that they forget in that equation is giving back to themselves. I'm giving to my children. I'm giving to my husband. I'm giving to my clients. I'm giving to my community. Oh, fuck. Where am I? Yeah. The list should go. I'm giving to myself. And then everyone else follows suit after that. If your bottle is empty, you cannot give anything to the world. So guys, head on over to momisincontrol.com/join-me. At least download the free PDF. And once you've downloaded it, check it out. And if you would like me to help you follow along, then just pay attention to the emails for when the live workshops will be open. I'll probably be doing multiple of them. So if you can't make one, just keep checking back and you might be able to make another one. Your life is important. It's 2017. How much more time do you need to continue making the excuses you're making of why you can or cannot have something? I don't care if everyone else has given up on you. I am not giving up on you. Change is possible. So welcome to the Mom is in Control community. We'll talk soon.
trying to hide.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/lifequiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you. I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/lifequiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/lifequiz.